This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A new rule protecting minors from black lung disease has been delayed because of the government shutdown. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Chris Clemens reports that minors from the West went to Washington, D.C. this week to demonstrate.
The rule aims to cut miners' exposure limits to silica dust in half and allows for mine operators to be fined when miners are overexposed. Vonda Robinson with the National Black Lung Association says the feds need to quickly implement the rule.
Be with us on this. Help us get this pushed through so the miners aren't dying.
She says about 75 miners and advocates will demonstrate about the need for the rule on the steps outside the Labor Department.
That's Chris Clements with the Mountain West News Bureau. A canine with the Colorado Springs Police Department is recovering after being stabbed during an altercation with a suspect Wednesday. The dog is currently in critical condition and has had his left leg amputated. The suspect is in custody. Fourth Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen recognized the role of law enforcement animals.
The officer, without his dog, may have sustained some pretty serious injuries. The sacrifice that these animals make is important to note.
The canine is named Rome, and yesterday the Police Foundation of Colorado Springs said he raised his head several times and even wagged his tail a bit, but that he's still not out of the woods yet. In Netherlands, initial investigations have found no sign of foul play in the fire that engulfed a shopping center last week. The Boulder County Sheriff says the investigation is still going, but so far they've found no credible evidence that the fire was set intentionally. More than a dozen businesses in the complex were declared a complete loss. Netherlands attracts a lot of visitors this time of year as the colors change for fall. This is CPR News and KRCC.